feel about the way that you came in here and sort of asserted yourself?
It feels good. I think the biggest thing for me was just continuing to grind. You know, in the second and the third preseason games, I personally wasn't, ecstatic with how, it went. But that's football sometimes, and especially in these scenarios, when you don't get a full game or you don't get a full half or whatever, you can't really look at it as an excuse. You just got to keep moving forward, and I was really happy to get some chances tonight.
It didn't start that great tonight, but that 95-yard drive or whatever was really kicked in, didn't it?
Yeah, definitely. That got the juices flowing for all of us, and, the O-line did a great job because some of those young guys, they, hadn't played the whole game like that all preseason. So, I was really proud of those guys, being able to, continue to get that drive going, and obviously the receivers getting open, and, did a good job running the ball in those moments too.
You seemed to glance right briefly, then look back left to Keon in the touchdown.
Yep.
What was your progression on that route?
Just wanted to hold the safety because Seattle does a good job with those midpoint safeties like Earl, but obviously went in, but they still do a good job, playing both sidelines. So just wanted to hold him and give Keon a chance.
What has Keon shown you throughout this whole process?
He's done a great job. Like I said, it's hard when those guys are young. I remember being a rookie and trying to figure it out and all that kind of stuff. And, he's done a great job, and I was happy he was able to get some chances tonight. Yeah, I thought everybody responded well, man. I think, we knew coming into this game that the starters weren't going to play, so a lot of it would be on us. And, we looked at it as a great opportunity to show what we could do, especially being the last preseason game.
How much did it mean to you against the win
today? Extremely bad. We still didn't get it. Obviously we want to go into the regular season with that win in our, in our mindset. But, we know that we have a great opponent coming up in Tennessee, and we'll just get ready for them.
There was a job for you to win this offseason. You won it in your first season with a new team. What's this whole experience been like, and now the feeling that you do have that job?
Feels good, man. Like I said, this is just beginning, though. My job is going to amp up even more, just being there for Derek, being there for this offense. And when my number's called, I got to be able to answer call.
Was there a quarterback in your career that, as a veteran, just was really good at being in the room with you as a starter? And then how do you go about being that guy for Derek?
Yeah, being around Tyrod, Kyle Orton when I was young, and then obviously being around Derek, he's one of the best I've ever been around, in every aspect of the game, and even as a person, So it's exciting to come to work every day because, you're in a room full of great guys.
How do you facilitate a guy, knowing you're going to prepare as if you're the guy, but you aren't going into it, but how do you help Derek be ready for a game?
Whatever he needs. That's the best way I can answer it. So I don't really know what he needs yet. I haven't played a real game with him yet, but we'll see.
Have they given you any indication going into this game if they were going to keep three or two quarterbacks? Did you feel like you were fighting for a cut tomorrow?
No, I didn't feel that way.
Okay.
You've had a summer now to connect with this receiving core. I imagine getting pretty comfortable. Where are you in terms of comfort level with these guys now that the game's been?
Extremely comfortable. We have a great receiving core. I think we have a great offense. Playing behind that O-line is a luxury, man, and Derek knows that. He'll be the first person to tell you that too. So, I think we have a great group, and I'm really excited to see what we put together week one.